Imagine a subdivision with single-story houses sprinkled along windy roads and surrounded by quiet, clear lakes. You can hear the thrum of a nearby interstate combined with the sounds of wind and buzzing insects. One house stands out. It's rectangular-shaped, with a white sloping roof reminiscent of Frank Lloyd Wright's architecture. But this roof serves a function. It's actually the beginning of an elaborate design for collecting rainwater.
We've got a white metal roof, and with a metal roof, you don't have as much junk in it as you do with, say, a regular stone asphalt roof. So your water stays cleaner when you're rainwater harvesting.
Ty Newell is a retired professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Illinois in Urbana. His home is called Equinox House. It's one of the first private residences in Illinois approved to use rainwater for toilets. In addition to using it for flushing, Newell also uses rainwater in his two large gardens.
That's roughly about half of our water usage per year. The goal, though, is to expand that into the other bulk users in the house, which are showers and laundry. As somebody who grew up on rainwater in a rural area of Missouri, I know how nice it is to shower and wash with rainwater. It suds up, it makes you feel clean when you wash with it.
In Illinois, it's not legal to use rainwater for showering, drinking, or cleaning clothes. Only 13 other states and the Virgin Islands allow any kind of rainwater harvesting. Newell says his home rainwater system can be used for potable water and other household uses, like bathing, but he doesn't plan to do that until the laws change.
Our goal isn't to sneak behind anybody's back. We want to do it with permission so we can be an example for others on how to properly do it.
Newell calls his home a model, built from the ground up and made to last. His rainwater system will ultimately be more cost-effective than using water from traditional sources like wells, reservoirs, or underground aquifers.
This type of system and components should last at least 20 years. But if I get to 10 years, it's cost-effective relative to the cost of city water. If I get to 20 years, it's half the cost of what city water would be.
To learn more about how Newell's system works, I traveled to Urbana. On a sunny but windy day, my tour of Equinox House began outside in the driveway next to his solar-powered electric car. Pointing out the roof, he started tracing the steps from rain in the sky to water in his plumbing. Beginning at the sloping metal roof, rainwater runs through traditional-looking gutters into underground pipes 3 feet below the surface. The water flows into a food-grade storage tank, or cistern, in Newell's backyard.
So the cistern is about 12 feet long and about 5 feet wide by about 5 feet high. And the rainwater flows into it. And then there's another pipe that comes out and goes into the garage. Just a shallow well pump pulls water out of it, just like it does in a regular shallow well cistern.
Still another pipe sticks out from what looks like a box. It leads to an area of tall grass, wildflowers, and other plants.
Because we have a lot more water potential here than what the cistern will hold, a 1-inch rain, that's going to be a couple thousand gallons, so that'll fill up our cistern. When the cistern overflows, there's this pipe, and this pipe is an overflow pipe that just takes water out of the cistern when it's full, and then that flows into the rain garden.
In addition to plants, the rain garden is full of buzzing insects, the quiet ring of wind chimes, and some decorative pieces. Newell also says wild animals like to visit this natural habitat. The garden is designed to retain rainwater that overflows from the storage tank. It prevents excess stormwater from clogging up city sewers, which can help prevent sewer backups.
This rain garden holds about 2,000 to 3,000 gallons of water. So when we overflow, if we have a much larger rainfall, say a 3-inch or so rainfall, most of that's going to be held in the rain garden. And then when we go over to the other side of the rain garden, so over on this side, opposite from the cistern, there's a low spot, and you can actually kind of see this little ditch that's formed. The rain garden fills up with about maybe 6 inches of water. And then once it reaches the level of this high spot in the berm, rainwater will flow out, and it'll just go down this swale with the rest of stormwater.
Newell says the rainwater system costs about $3,000 if it's built into a new home like Equinox House that includes the storage tank, piping, and other supplies. He says making greater use of rainwater isn't just about saving precious water resources. Newell says it also leads to a healthier and more comfortable way to live. I'm Michael Hill, WGLT News.